Okay, so the Medrash quotes the Medrash here in Parshas Toldos quotes the pasuk in Tehillim, "Lakadoshim asher ba'aretz hema ve'adirei kol chafzivam," that God refers to only those who have passed away as kadoshim. Emasai hein kadoshim. When does God consider people to be holy? Shehein kavurin ba'aretz. When people are dead and buried. Shekol zman shehein chayin. Any time that somebody is alive. God doesn't fully trust them. In other words, God won't fully grant his name to them. I'll explain. God does not trust any person. Everybody is vulnerable. Chazal say, person should never rest on his religious laurels. Even a person who's righteous, the Gemara says, Yochanan Kohen Gadol was righteous for 80 years. In his 80th and final year as Kohen Gadol, he became a heretic, he became a tzeduki. Okay, v'harei matzinu, there's only one exception to this rule, sheyichid HaKadosh Baruch Hu shmo al Yitzchak HaTzadik b'chayev, that while Yitzchak was still alive, God was willing to vouch for him to say, I know that Yitzchak will always be loyal. Shekeinu Omer liYaakov, when God was speaking to Yaakov, and mind you, Yitzchak was still alive, God identifies himself to Yaakov as Elohei Avraham Avicha. I am the God of Avram. No big deal. Avram is already dead. So God can say, I have no problem associating myself with Avram. After all, I know the book is closed on him. He lived a righteous life. But then God goes on to say, Velohei Yitzchak. I am also the God of Isaac. Now what happens to the principle that God does not identify himself as the God of those who are still living? After all, who's to say that Yitzchak won't turn around tomorrow, convert to Catholicism, become a heretic, an agnostic, or an atheist? That's the question of the Midrash. So the Midrash answers is something fascinating, that it all has to do with the Akedah, that because of the experience of the Akedah, Rabbi Brachi Rabbanan, Rabbanan Amri, Roe Esefaru Kilu Hutzavar Al Gabi Amizbeach, that God looks at Yitzchak not so much as if he's alive, but as if he's already dead, because he was prepared to give his life at the scene of the Akedah. I'm going to come back to that and explain what I think it means. A fascinating idea. That Yitzchak, even while he's still respirating, if you ask a physician will say, excuse me, he's still living. God looks at him as if the book is closed. Rabbi Brechya Omer, once he became blind, as we know, Chazal is a tradition that there are four who are not dead, who are considered like they're dead. Somebody who's impoverished, somebody who's childless, somebody who's a mitzvah, or somebody who's blind. Since he was homebound, God was not concerned that Yitzchak would ever sin again. He was blind, he was a weakened physical state. Okay, that last approach is less interesting to me for now. What's interesting to me for now is the idea that was suggested before, that somehow God knows that Yitzchak will never become corrupt or perverted because of the experience of Akedas Yitzchak. What exactly does this mean? So one way to say this is that the experience of Akedas Yitzchak, of being willing to sacrifice his life, was so transformative that unlike any other human being, God could trust Yitzchak to know that he would never betray this commitment. The same individual who was prepared to give his life on Mount Moriah would never turn around and betray God. I think that's the simple explanation. I think there's an even deeper explanation. I think the even deeper explanation as follows. That even if Yitzchak would turn around and, so to speak, betray God, because of that singular moment of self-sacrifice, that Yitzchak Avinu was prepared knowingly, vayilchu shneim yachdav, he was 37 years old, he wasn't tricked, he wasn't deceived, he wasn't afraid to run away, but because he willingly was prepared to give his life, therefore God says, no matter what happens in the future, I will always identify myself as Elohei Yitzchak. A person who is willing to be Moser Nefesh, in that moment, as the Gemara says, Yesh Adam Shekona Ulamo Bechama Sha'os, there are people who achieve their portion of the world to come over a lifetime. V'yesh Kona Ulamo B'Sha'a Achas, there are certain moments of religious commitment, there are certain moments of religious dedication that are so transcendent. Akedas Yitzchak is the paradigm of this, that no matter what else happens in a person's life, he'll always be defined by that moment of religious commitment. And therefore, God is willing to break the rules. Yitzchak is still alive. Who knows what the future might hold? But God says, yes, I identify myself as Elohei Yitzchak. I am the God of Isaac. If Isaac was prepared to lay down his life for me, no matter what happens in the future, perhaps he'll err, perhaps he'll make a mistake, I will always be Elohei Yitzchak, because he was prepared to make the ultimate sacrifice for my name's sake.